with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting that Malibu wildfire prompts evacuation orders and warnings for 20,000 people, including Dick Van Dyke and Cher.
In Malibu, California, the Franklin Fire growing 39% overnight into Wednesday, forcing thousands of residents to flee, including celebrities like Dick Van Dyke, who's about to turn 99 and says one of his cats ran away in the wildfire. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says more than 1,500 firefighters are battling the blaze
to establish containment lines and defend structures.
Malibu Mayor Doug Stewart.
Every street that had a loss or was at risk had someone living there that we know personally.
Audio courtesy KABC, officials say the cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
A new Associated Press poll finds a majority of Americans are unhappy with President Biden's decision to pardon his son.
President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter is not a popular one, according to a new AP NORC poll. Only about 2 in 10 Americans somewhat or strongly approve of Biden pardoning his son, who was convicted earlier this year on felony gun and tax charges. About half of Americans somewhat or strongly disapprove of the pardon, and the rest said they don't have an opinion. Republicans and independents are more likely than Democrats to disapprove, but even Democrats are split on the pardon.
That's correspondent and Amelia Thompson DeVoe reporting. Nevertheless, about 4 in 10 Americans said they approve of the way Biden is handling his job as president. That's roughly where his approval rating has stood in AP NORC polling since 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points. The NASDAQ rose 347. The S&P advanced 49. This is SRN News. A historic discovery in Syria.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures. They've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that Donald Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year. Mr. Trump won 26% of Jewish votes in November. That's up from 21% in 2020. Jewish voters' opinions of the candidate's Israel policies helped explain the president's gains, while 48% of Jews thought he would be more pro-Israel than President Biden. This is SRN News. New satellite pictures of Russian military bases in Syria show 3 warships and 2 oil tankers, which had been at the naval air base at Tartus a week ago, and they've now left.
Russia has a naval base and an air base in Syria, and the Kremlin spokesman said Moscow was in contact with the new leadership to discuss their fate. He criticized Israel for bombing Syrian military installations and setting up a buffer zone along the Golan Heights in the south of the country, saying these actions risked destabilizing Syria. Bashar al-Assad's other main ally, Iran, accused Israel and the U.S. of plotting his downfall, along with an unnamed neighboring state, an apparent reference to Turkey.
BBC correspondent Barbara Pletusher reporting. Meanwhile, many bodies have been found in Syrian detention centers and prisons since President Bashar al-Assad's government fell. More news at srnnews.com.